Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome back to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter. This is episode 77. Now, I'm sitting here and I'm going through an interesting week. It's one of those times, and sometimes this has happened where I'll just tell you how I feel. I'll just shoot straight with you that I sit down to do this and I'm like, man, like, who am I to talk about anything right now? You haven't been handling that very well. Your podcast is called The Mental Dietitian, and you just feel like you're pulled in all these different directions right now. And yeah, that's just being a human being. And it's just allowing myself to be not perfect. And even though I'm the one talking to this microphone right now, and you are the one that's listening, whatever you're going through, if you're going through a great, great week and everything's lining up for you, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. It's awesome. If you're having a bad week, I know how you feel. I've been there. I feel like I'm there right now. Just, it's not even a bad week. It's just a lot of stuff is coming at me all at once. And sometimes it's like, okay, how do you delegate? How do you figure out what to put energy into and what not to put energy into? I'm working on building a course right now. I'm really excited about it. But even when I say that, it's like, we should be doing more, do more stuff. And it's hard sometimes to get everything you want to get done in a day. And a lot of people really struggle with that. And I've struggled with that for a long time, of the tireless whip of my ego saying I could work out harder, I could eat better, I could do this and this and this. But it's a tireless kind of internal voice that if you can just sit back and just watch it talk its shit and realize that you're not a robot, you're a human being, and get out of your head and get connected to your body and your heart, that's where the peace will come, and that's where the answers will come, and you don't have to run around like a chicken with its head cut off. So this episode is titled From Your Head to Your Heart. And I wanted to share something that came to me during a plant medicine ceremony, my most recent one, the only one I've done this year. I sat with ayahuasca for the first time, and it was a lot. It was a big experience. I'm still integrating some of the lessons, but there was one little thing that I was shown that I was about to go to sleep after the second night that I sat with ayahuasca, and I was sitting there and you're still feeling the effects of it a little bit, and I had my eyes closed, and she, it's kind of strange, I'm going to talk about her like she is a entity, because she is an entity, she is a spirit, a plant spirit, and it's very interesting. If you've never done any kind of psychedelics, that might sound a bit strange, and I totally understand that, but that's how it is. And if you ever go down that journey, maybe you'll understand one day. If not, whatever, just deal with the terminology. So I was about to go to sleep that night, and she was like, do you want to know why the world's so broken right now? I was like, yeah, okay, like, show me. She showed me this human being with an astronaut mask, like the astronaut helmet with the big globe. And it showed billions of people, all with this globe on top of their head. And she was like, if you disconnect people from their hearts, if you disconnect them and you keep them in their head, then they can never use their intuition. So things like what happened during the pandemic, where you saw coercion, you saw lotteries for people getting vaccinated, you saw advertisements. There's a politician, and it's famous, and people see it. It's absolutely ridiculous that if you get your vaccination today, you can get free fries, vaccine fries, and you also get a burger. You get poisonous food for putting this thing into your body. And regardless of what you think about it, if you are a human being that's connected to your heart and you see a politician saying, hey, get this vaccination injected into you and you'll get a free fries and burger. She was showing me this, and she showed me that if people are stuck in their head in this astronaut mask and they're not connected to their heart, that all this bad kind of junk, like all these like negative kind of energies were creeping up these people's body and filling their heart with junk. She then showed me the bulb expanding, and it then covered this human being's chest, and it showed, I saw this link between their heart and their mind. And it said, if you cannot control human beings, you cannot control a society, you cannot control anything if a person is sovereign and they are connecting to their heart and their mind. Their mind is the thinking, the ideas. The heart is the intuition, the emotion. Somebody that's connected to their heart is never, ever going to see a politician who's advertising vax and fries, vax burger and fries, and be like, you know what? That is good energy. That feels aligned. I should go do that. And it showed me that, and it showed me that this big bulb, it expanded and covered this person's chest. And then all these things, all these negative advertisements, all this media, all this fucking crap that is going on in the world right now, all these things and all these strange things that keep happening, it just bounced off. And this person was connected to their heart, and they were able to decide, what do I think? What does my intuition say? What do my feelings say about this? But if you are able to get a human being to remove the intuition and get them thinking in their head, and you can keep them afraid and scared, then it's very easy to control somebody if they're just thinking with their mind. So you end up getting people who get excited about vax and fries. Regardless of what you think about vaccines, I've got two of them. I'm not demonizing it. What I am demonizing is that kind of energy. Lotteries. Hey, people, if you're unsure, we'll give you a free burger and fries. Any sovereign, connected human being that is connected to their heart and their intuition is going to be like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? No, I'm not doing that. Like, that's weird. Why would I be coerced into getting something that maybe I was going to get it anyway, but now it just feels strange. It feels like a mousetrap where you're being offered cheese. Hey, you should do it. Hey, I'm not, if you're wondering if you should do or not, here's your sign. And she went down this rabbit hole. She saw, like, I saw these like kind of TVs everywhere with news and media playing, and all these people with these astronaut masks looking up at these TVs, believing whatever they want, whatever the TV's showing them. Fear, war, famine, drought, fires, all this stuff. And it's happening right now. There's fires everywhere. Maui just got wiped out. There's fires in Kelowna right now, where I used to live, and I have friends there, and Lexi's family's there. And there's a lot of fear around that. And then you just pump it out into the world, and it's very fearful, and people get scared, and then they start acting not in alignment with their intuition, and they start not being compassionate, and they stop connecting to their heart. And she showed me, she's like, that's why you need to do your inner work and make sure that you don't get a clogged heart. And sometimes people are like, what the fuck does a clogged heart mean? Like, what do you mean by that? It's when you shut yourself up from feeling. And we've all done it before. All of you have had death in the family of somewhat. You've had jobs, you've had breakups, you've had shit happen to you. And a lot of us make the choice to shut off our heart, to not feel it. And I can, here's an example if you know if you've shut off your heart. That if there's an event that happened, a big event, a death, something like that, and you didn't deal with it, you haven't really felt the emotions of it, you know, and maybe you cried a couple of times or whatever, but if you think about that thing right now, you think about it, there's a part of you there that's really squeamish and uncomfortable and doesn't want to sit with it too long. That's a perfect example of that you've clogged your heart and you haven't allowed yourself to feel it. There's something in Buddhism called a samskara. It's called an impression on the heart. And it's a very interesting concept. And I think about it in this way. Imagine there is a window frame. You got a window frame and you got a fly wire in it. And you take this window frame down to a little creek, a little river, and you stick the window frame with the fly wire in the river. And the water flows through the fly wire. And eventually, a little stick or a little leaf hits this fly wire, right? And the window is covering up the entire creek. The creek cannot continue unless it goes through this fly screen, which is in the window frame. And you put it in this little creek. And everything's flowing, but then a little stick hits it. And then another leaf hits behind. And eventually you've got this big buildup that is pushing on this fly wire. It's pushing on it, it's putting pressure on it. And that is what happens with our feelings. It's called a samskara in Buddhism. It's a very interesting concept. I highly recommend you looking it up. It's impressions that get stuck in our heart that unless we process them, they build up. They build up. And some people have got so much stuff that the entire river becomes clogged. That little creek, it becomes clogged. You haven't processed it. You haven't felt it. It gets clogged up, gets built up, and eventually it's not flowing at all. I've seen it time and time again. People switch it off. I've been to enough retreats where I've seen people get really deep with themselves. I've seen people go through horrible things and then they realize that they just switched it off. It was too painful and they turned it off and they numbed it out. The goal for any human being is to remove that fly wire, to remove that thing that is keeps things from flowing. So when it goes through that window frame in that little creek, using this analogy, it's not that you avoid it, but you are feeling it as it comes, the depth of it. For example, let's use the analogy, let's use the emotion of grief. Grief is a very interesting emotion where it comes in waves. The waves are very close together after the immediate event. It's usually around death or it could be around anything, grief, whatever it is. But as the waves get further and further apart. So my grandmother, Eileen Lynch, she died 12 years ago, something like that. But every now and then I'll get one of these waves of grief where I think about her and think about how much I miss her and things like that. Or my mom reaches out to me and it was her birthday the other day. It was my grandma's birthday, August 10th. And my mom had one of those waves of grief. Going back to that window pane analogy, it's like those waves of grief will ripple through that creek, that'll ripple through it. But if we feel it the moment it's there and let it run through us, we are become a river, not a reservoir. We are no longer a dam. People shut themselves off from their own intuition and their own heart by becoming dams and not allowing themselves to flow, these emotions to flow and not to hold on to them and not create these impressions that get impressed on the heart that stop us from feeling. Because what are we here to do? We're here to feel. And if you feel like that you're not feeling much, it's probably because you got a clogged heart. So you need to go back into that creek and unclog it all. And it could take a long time, and that's okay. And maybe that's why I've had a crappy week. There's been parts that I've got my fly wire up and it's hitting in things and I'm not processing them as well as I possibly could. And that's okay. It's going to be a little bit of a mess. But I got shown these things by ayahuasca showed me these things and I was like, I understand it. And I was reading books around it, and then synchronicity occurred. I just saw it, and I have conversations with people, and I'm like, oh, this person has disconnected themselves from their heart. That's why they're so fearful. That's why they're so scared. You can either li live in love or fear. And a lot of the world lives in fear. Seems like our entire world is almost predicated on fear. What if this happens? What if that happens? Have you got your retirement ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for that? What if your house is on fire? What would you do? And it's all that kind of energy right now, which is scary. And then a lot of companies use that to market to people. And it's interesting. And I wanted to share that with you guys because it's like, well, where am I clogged in my heart? Am I clogged somewhere, or is my heart flowing and open? And it's hard to keep it open all the time. It's difficult. And a lot of people are like, oh, opening my heart, love, joy. Yeah, but you're also running all the other emotions like anger, rage, frustration, sadness, grief. That has to run through that window pane as well. And part of you will want to put that fly wire up when those things happen. It's hard when it runs through that window. It's hard. You feel it. It's there. But if you can allow that emotion to naturally process itself and keep your heart open, you could never be controlled. You're gonna have an amazing intuition. And when things are going on in your life, you're like, no, that doesn't feel right. I'm not necessarily sure why, but it doesn't feel right. And I'm gonna trust that. So connect with your heart. Don't clog yourself up. Live in love, not fear. And I hope this helped. I'll talk to you next week. I love you all. I'm sorry about this podcast coming out late. It's not going to happen again. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners. So please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter. And that's spelled AhrenLynchPotter. Thank you so much once again.